Welcome to Buffalo, baby Mohan. The Buffalo Zoo introduced the rhino to the public Friday morning. Mohan's birth is significant not only from the aspect of one-horned rhinos being designated as a vulnerable species by the World Wildlife Fund, but also the fact that he is the product of artificial insemination, a relatively new scientific undertaking as it relates to rhinos. Assistant curator Joe Hauser has been working with Tashi, the mother, since 2011.
So we actually performed the artificial insemination on February 15th of 2018. Her gestation was exactly 488 days. We actually determined her pregnancy really early on, actually 19 days. So we saw little Mohan when he was a couple centimeters, not even.
As Mohan and his mother walked around their enclosure, Buffalo Zoo CEO Nora Fletchall said this species of rhino is not a pack animal.
This is how you would encounter them in the wild, just mom and her calf. The males have nothing to do with the care of the babies. So they come together for breeding in the wild, and then the moms and the calves separate off.
The zoo houses another one-horned rhino, George, in another enclosure, but he is not the father. That distinction belongs to a rhino from Zoo Miami. All of these one-horned rhinos are part of the Association of Zoos and Aquariums Preservation Program. Thomas O'Neill White, WBFO News.